Since the COVID-19 pandemic began, its impact on businesses and industries worldwide has been dramatic. For the flower industry, COVID-19's impact has been particularly harsh. I'm Andrea Corenda, and my guest today is Chris Schmeling, Flowcert's Regional Coordinator for Eastern Africa and our expert on fair trade flowers. He will discuss the impact of the pandemic on the flower industry and the measures that can be undertaken to mediate them. But before we start, a few words about Chris. He was born and grew up in Tanzania, where he still lives. He studied tropical agriculture in Germany and started auditing for fair trade in 2002 as one of the first 6 local auditors in Africa. Since 2007, he is the regional coordinator, being responsible for certification in basically all English-speaking countries in Africa. Hi, Chris. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Hi, Andrea. Thank you very much for having me.
Chris, you have done many fair trade audits on flower farms for many years now. What have been the effects of COVID-19 on the flower and plant industry?
Yeah, it has been a rather harsh one. You see, you have to understand the issue with flowers is it's not an essential product like a food product or like coffee and tea that we all need and crave and want to have on a daily basis. It's more like a feel-good product that you buy in times of being happy. And obviously, in a crisis, it's not a product that you would want or need to buy. That's, I think, the one thing that has had a huge impact on the flower industry. The other one is that for quite a few countries, and I would like to focus here on Kenya, which has been the worst affected, transport was shut down. Kenya quite early shut down all its airports and any flights coming in and going out of the country, which meant also as a result that flowers could not be flown out and not be taken to the market. So obviously that had a severe impact on the industry. And overall, yeah, selling opportunities in general also got less because the Dutch flower auction, for instance, closed down as well. So there was no way to get the product to market.
Can you please tell us what measures have producer organizations had to undertake to mediate these effects?
Well, you see, for the producer organizations, for the flower farms, it was an absolute crisis situation where it was a question of survive or go bankrupt. And as a result, they've had to take very difficult and hard decisions to try and reduce costs where they could. And that mostly obviously impacted the workers because since there was no product needed and no need for production, the main thing that they could reduce costs with was by either sending workers on unpaid leave or having them part-time. And that obviously has been a rather difficult situation for them, especially because, how should I say, the issue is, do you go on paying your workers and keeping them all and really risk going bankrupt and then not existing anymore after the crisis ends? Or do you try and find the fine middle line where you survive and do the best you can for your workers, but at the same time, not be able to give them all the benefits that they normally should have received?
And my last question, as the certification body for fair trade, what has Flowcert done to ensure that flower farms can continue their fair trade business during the pandemic?
Well, there are various aspects to this. You see, I think the most significant decision that was made by Fair Trade in general, by Fair Trade International, in fact, was that that the premium received, which before the pandemic could only be paid in cash or in kind to workers up to 20%, could suddenly be paid out in full. In other words, potentially 100% of all available premium, and in some cases those were significant amounts available, could be paid to workers in terms of food items, sometimes in cash, sometimes in hygienic articles to assist in mediating the effects of the pandemic, etc. And that again has been mostly made use of in flower farms in Kenya. To give you an example, we had a total of 34 producers, flower producers in Africa that requested these exceptions to the use of premium. And out of those 30, so almost 90% are from Kenya, which shows that it really was the most severe affected of all countries. So that was one thing. I think it helped a lot of the workers to at least have some additional items in terms of food or hygiene or sometimes funds available. Another thing that was done was so that we could carry on with certification and our auditing work was to shift from on-site audits to remote audits, which was quite a success, I believe. We managed to almost seamlessly carry out all the audits that we had planned on conducting, and I believe that really worked well. And finally, what we also did, because of obviously a difficult situation for workers and the potential for issues of standards not being complied with, we introduced a WhatsApp allegations channel. In other words, workers or anybody who thinks or thought that standards were not being complied with could lodge allegations via WhatsApp, which is now commonly used all over Africa. And I think that has helped quite a bit in alerting us as the certification body to potential non-conformities with the standard.
Thank you very much, Chris. It was great to have you today. Let's all hope that the situation will end soon.
Thank you very much, Andrea. Have a good day.